This hour we have on the line with us a very, very busy lady. Her name, Jennifer Finnegan, two-time Emmy winner, three-time Emmy nominee in a row for the role she played on The Bold and the Beautiful. She played the role of Bridget Forrester. She's now currently seen on the television series Crossing Jordan on NBC, which can be seen on Sundays at 10 and Fridays at 10. Where does she find the time to talk to us? Jennifer Finnegan's on the line right now. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi. I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Fine. Nice to have you on the program with us.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
First of all, congratulations on your third Emmy nomination in a row.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
It's exciting. It's for me, it's like the perfect way to leave the daytime world, you know? It's just like the perfect way to say goodbye.
Where do you keep the other two, by the way?
The other two are on top of a very important thing I call my wine holder.
Okay.
In my dining room, you know, sort of on display, but not too in your face. Gotta be subtle about that stuff, you know, Peter.
Absolutely. 790. Oh, I know a lot of people have them in their bathrooms.
Yeah, right, as a doorstop. I think they just say that. Meanwhile, they have them on display with, like, a spotlight shining on them.
7900991 StarTalk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call as we are talking with Jennifer Finnegan here on CJD. So let's go back a little bit. You made the decision to leave the role of Bridget Forrester.
Yeah.
Now, here you are in a situation, you're racking up Emmy nominations like peanuts.
Oh, come on.
And there's obviously a comfort zone there.
Yeah.
Was it a difficult decision to make?
You're right, there is a comfort zone. I mean, I think it's a trap and when I say a trap, that makes it sound awful, doesn't it? Because it's something that I think it changed my life in so many amazing ways, and I mean, creatively, I grew. Financially, obviously, it was fantastic. And, you know, it was such a gift. But as difficult as it was to leave the security, creatively, I felt like I just had to. There was no question. And I think it had been on my mind since, I'd say, 2 years ago. I knew that I was going to leave. And it was really just sort of building up the nerve and the courage to take that step. And that's all it is. It's just really sort of closing your eyes and leaping and being courageous because, you know, as wonderful as that was and the work and the people and the cast members, I mean, creatively I felt like I was a little bit stifled. I mean, I'm being honest. It was tough. It was tough.
Mm. When you first went to Hollywood, did you have a timetable as to what you wanted to do when you got there? And are you on track with that, or have you veered off completely?
I never make a timetable for myself. I think that's sort of a recipe for way too much pressure and sometimes disaster. You know, it's this business can go any which way, and you can be on top 1 minute and you just, you know, fall on your face the next. And so all I'm doing is staying focused, working. I work extremely hard, and I'm just, you know, I'm so passionate about it, and that kind of passion you just don't lose. So I'm just sort of following the path that's laid out for me right now.
So now you've joined the cast of Crossing Jordan. How many episodes are you doing this year?
I was supposed to do 4, and then they asked me to stay for the rest, which was 7, because they're only doing half a season because Jill Hennessy was on maternity leave. And then we just got the official notice of the pickup, which is fantastic because the ratings have been outstanding. I mean, I don't know if that's ever been done, a show leaving the air for 11 months and then coming back and beating all of its competition. I think this week we were number 13 overall. So we're supposed to go back into production in June, and I'll be, most likely I'll be joining them. The only reason I hesitate is because I just shot a sitcom pilot, and if that goes, then I'm going to go with it.
Okay, so you've got a lot of things on your plate. It's like the plate spinners on the old Ed Sullivan show. You've got so many things going on at the same time.
I want to do it all.
And you want to do it all, and understandably. 7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call as we talk to Jennifer Finnegan here on CJD. So how different, Because you've just mentioned three different things, literally.
Right.
How different is it playing Bridget Forrester on a multi-camered closed set in a soap?
Look at you. You've done your homework.
Going to a single-camera, one-hour drama on NBC.
Right.
And then going to a multi-camered live audience sitcom.
It's definitely keeping me on my toes. I'm thriving right now. I mean, I'm having the best time of my life. The soap was, yeah, you're right, it was three cameras, and the hours were pretty decent. It's sort of like a 9-to-5 situation, but there were just, you know, reams of dialogue every day. And that can wear you down. Whereas the one-hour drama, Crossing Jordan, is probably only 4 pages of dialogue a day in total, but the hours are where it gets you. I mean, I was doing between 14 and 16 hours. I was sort of consumed by it for 4 or 5 months of my life. And then the sitcom is the best schedule in the world. That's why everyone wants to do a sitcom, because you rehearse 2 days out of the week, and then on the third day you shoot for like 2 or 3 hours, multiple camera, you speed right through it, there's an audience there, there's a warm-up guy, the audience is having the best time, they're pumping up the music between scenes, it's a party. It was, I mean, it was fantastic.
When you look back at the way your career has gone, it must make for a lighter load, even though you say it's long hours on a one-hour drama.
Right.
I remember the last time we spoke, it was, I'd like to be on the show, but I've got all this dialogue to remember. I've got all my lines to go through, and where do you find the time for a life on a soap when you have so many pages of dialogue to go through?
Well, it's much easier to have a life on a soap than a life on a one-hour drama or a life doing a film.
Mm-hmm.
Only because of the hours.
Right.
Because, honestly, you know, I've said this before, your mind is such a muscle, and once you exercise it every single day, it really starts to, it just gets easier and easier. And by the end, even though it was exhausting, I could learn 20 pages in 10 minutes. And, you know, whereas... And then, you know, you're out of work every day at 5 o'clock, plus they're really family-friendly, especially on Bold and Beautiful. So many of the cast members have kids and bring them in every day, and it's such a great environment, and it's so conducive to having a family, and just it's a relaxed atmosphere. The Crossing Jordan set, again, the people were amazing, but not conducive to bringing your family in. It's really a time crunch. You know, it's very much like the time is money mentality.
Right.
And it's, you know, we sometimes by the end of the week we'd be shooting till 2 in the morning.
Wow. We're talking with Jennifer Finnegan here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800-790-0991 is the number to call. Star Talk 1-800-491-CJD. Leslie in Greenfield Park, hi, you're on CJD.
Jennifer, we are very proud Canadians to have you in Hollywood. And we love your dad very much.
He's I love my dad, too.
And where did you school, Jennifer, in Montreal?
I went to Sacred Hearts School, Montreal, for high school.
Oh, it's a great honor. You know, when we heard that you were in Hollywood and you were doing the soaps and now Crossing Jordan, and it's a great honor for us to have you. And
thank
we really
you so
appreciate
much. I just want to make the Canadians proud.
Yeah, very good, and we're very proud of you.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Take care.
You too. Have
Thank
a
you for the
day.
Call. Bye-bye. And you're starring on a television show now with another Canadian woman.
Jill,
yeah.
Yeah, I know. My first day on set, she's like, allô, ma belle, comment ça va? She's this really thick French-Canadian accent. It's amazing. So we got to speak French and practice with each other. She's fantastic. She's such a cool chick.
Now, getting back to The Bold and the Beautiful for a moment, as I mentioned, you're nominated for another Emmy.
Yeah.
The Emmys are taking place, what is it, May 21st. It's the 31st annual Daytime Emmy Awards.
Pretty much guarantee I'm not going to win this year.
So why do you say that?
Got to tell you. I just didn't have much material, and you know, I was trying to put together a decent tape, but it wasn't my year storyline-wise. I didn't have a story, I mean, other than the crush on my brother, and I didn't want to freak out the judges with that, you know, that particular material. I thought it might creep them out a little.
Right.
So I, you know, I'm passing on the torch, so to speak.
Well, speaking of you say you don't feel you have a chance. Going through some of the SOPA magazines, and I'll only list one as being somewhat catty. They have a section talking about the upcoming Emmy Awards, and the fact that several of the Emmy nominees, like yourself, are no longer in the roles that they're nominated for.
Really?
Yeah. And they've said that deserving as these people are, they wonder if they should be nominated because they're no longer on said show. Heather Tom is also nominated for her role in Victoria on the Young and the Restless, which she's no longer in.
Oh, really?
So there are a few exes out there. Brian Presley, who was the ex Jack on Port Charles. The list
goes
on.
Well, that show ended a long time ago.
Exactly.
I gotta go with them on that one.
Yeah. James Reynolds, the ex Abe on Days of Our Lives, is also nominated. So there are a lot of ex actors or ex characters out there who are nominated. And I guess some people have a problem with that.
Well, I really, you know, I don't ever listen to you know, that kind of criticism. And in my defense, I played Bridget Forrester right up until January.
Right.
So, and in fact, I aired until January 22nd, so I don't see how I wouldn't be eligible.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I played that character for the entire year, and, you know, so there's no reason why I shouldn't be.
Now, here you are, no longer on the show, but are you going to the Emmys?
I am. I might be presenting this year. I would like to get back up on that stage one last time. So I'm going to try and do it in the form of presenting. And of course, the gift bags. We like those.
Absolutely.
I'm not shy around a gift bag.
Okay. What's in the gift bag, by the way?
You won't believe this. I'm not sure about this year, but I do know that a friend of mine called and said, you need to present. You got to get those gift bags. You're getting a free day of Botox. This is Los Angeles for you. This is the sad state of this city. And they're offering a 24-year-old a day of Botox. Botox, if some of you people don't know, is a way that a lot of celebrities, they sort of like insert some sort of botulism in their face to get rid of frown lines and wrinkles.
And expressions.
And expressions, exactly. I know, exactly.
Now, do you...
Now you're watching an actress going, my goodness, she's subtle. No, 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 she's just been Botox.
Do you still watch the show?
I don't. I really just don't. I don't have time, but I do still TiVo it, so, you know, once in a while I'll try to catch up a little bit. I don't know what's going on.
Because the reason why I ask is, you know, now there's Emily Harrison.
Yes.
Playing the role of Bridget Forrester, and does it feel weird to see somebody else in your role?
Yeah, that was really strange at first. I mean, originally I was supposed to stay on the show until, I was supposed to tape the show till about late January, and because I got the job on Jordan, I had to leave in mid-December. I was trying to work it out so I could do both at the same time, and I did for a few weeks, but it just became too much. And so Brad Bell, the producer and writer of Bold and Beautiful, said, look, I love you. Go in peace. We'll find a way. And they replaced me right away. I wouldn't have wanted to be in her shoes, God bless her, because it's a big part. It was a popular character. And, that's a huge burden. But she stepped in there, and she's such a sweetheart. I won't lie, it was weird at first for me to watch that, and I think it was tough for the audience, too. I know they got a lot of letters and a lot of calls, and, you know, that was kind of nice for me, because I felt like, you know, I do have some wonderful, amazing, loyal fans out there.
We are talking with Jennifer Finnegan here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800. 790-0991 is the number to call. Star Talk 1-800-491-CJD. This is CJD 800.
I'm Misha.
And I'm Elise.
We're Peter's nephews.
Okay, let's be serious. We have a liner to do.
Who died and made who, boss Misha?
I'm older, I have the experience, I'm the big brother, so I rule.
Tyrant. Half pint. Dweeb.
We'll discuss this later, if I let you live. Anyway, you're listening to Holder Overnight on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. And News Talk 1010, CFRB Toronto. It's the best show hosted by the best uncle, who protects little boys from evil big brothers.
He can't watch you all the time. You hear that? Now I have witnesses. Here's Peter.
Thank you, guys. 7900991 Star Talk 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. We are speaking with Jennifer Finnegan, formerly of The Bold and the Beautiful, now can be seen on Crossing Jordan on NBC. 7900991 Star Talk 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Isabel, downtown. Hi, you're on CJD.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's such an honor to speak with you. I've admired you so much in The Bold and the Beautiful and the attire that you wore and so on. I would like a couple of questions. That lady who plays your mother in that role?
Right. Catherine Kelly Lang.
She's a fantastic actress with all the miserable creatures she plays.
I know. She's been put through so much. In the last 17 years, she's been on that show.
Imagine that. I would be interested to know how you got into movies.
I was really, really shy in front of a crowd, believe it or not. And I tend to gravitate toward things that scare me to death. And one of the things that scared me the most was getting up and performing in front of a crowd. And so when I was about 14, I joined a theater group and started doing exactly that, and realized that it helped me overcome my fears. And then slowly but surely, I just started going out on auditions and landed a part on a Nickelodeon kids show, and it just kind of snowballed from there, and it went really fast. And I don't know, I'm a big believer in fate and sort of destiny and what you're destined to do, and everything happens so smoothly and beautifully that I think, you know, this is what I was meant to do.
Wonderful. How do you like living in L.A.?
I don't like it half as much as living in Montreal.
Well, that's nice to hear.
I'll tell you what I like is the weather.
Yes, of course.
The weather.
Do you feel secure there?
That's a good question. I was just thinking about that because I'm looking at houses right now, and I... You know, I want to create sort of like a Fort Knox type fortress because I tend to get really paranoid about that stuff. It is kind of a crazy city, and it's certainly not the safest city. What I try to do is just, you know, surround myself with a lot of people that I can call on if I ever need them. It's hard being away from my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're so far.
That's right. So the best of luck to you. It's an honor to have spoken to you.
Oh, you as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Isabel mentioned the fabulous fashion. Did you get to keep any of the clothes in The Bold and the Beautiful?
Well, they don't know that. There's a few things that were, quote-unquote, lost.
Gotcha. Do you keep in contact? I mean, I'm assuming you're going to be seeing them at the Emmys, but do you keep in contact with the gang from The Bold and Beautiful?
That. I just saw them a couple weeks ago. They had the, I believe it was the 18th anniversary party. Isn't that crazy? And I saw them all, and it was just so great. I told them, you know, I even went up to Brad Bell, because sometimes it can get awkward, you know, like the girl who leaves the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited me, and they've never done that. They never, ever do that. They never invite people who have left the show to come to their anniversary party and spend time with them. But I went up to him and I was like, look, don't lose touch with me. You played such an important part of my life and they had a goodbye party for me, and I was in tears, and I just said to everyone that in a lot of ways I feel like they helped raise me, because when I came here I was so young and so naive and so innocent, and they really took me under their wing, and I will always be grateful to them for that.
You mentioned that you first got involved in all this because you didn't like crowds when you were a kid.
Yeah, I still don't.
And I was about to ask, what was it like getting in front of an audience to do that sitcom pilot?
It was the weirdest thing, because I haven't done theater in about 5 years, and I was backstage. And by the way, one of the people on the show is Tom Poston, who's such a legend, and he was sort of like our anchor. If you remember him, he was on the Bob Newhart show.
Right.
He's married to Suzanne Plachette, who was there, and just like...
They just had a house fire, an apartment fire.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And aren't they in the same building as Diane Cannon?
Diane Cannon.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God, it's crazy.
But they're all okay. Everyone's fine.
Yeah. But I was pacing backstage, and I was so in my head going, okay, what do I do? Just to breathe. Do I want to be alone right now? Maybe I should be with people. Maybe I should be distracted. Maybe I should go focus. Should I go do some yoga? I mean, I had no idea what to do with myself. And all of a sudden... the music cues up, and the assistant director comes over and says, okay, we're going to do your we're going to do the cast introductions now. And I turned to my co-star and I went, this is truly surreal. We were taping on the Seinfeld stage, which is my favorite show of all time.
Right.
And all of a sudden the music cues up and the announcer starts announcing all of us, and we're running up on stage and waving at the crowd. And it was truly, it was one of the most magical nights I've ever had in my life. I mean, I had people, we went right through it. It was so smooth. There can be so many nightmares with pilots because the whole network is involved and there's pressure coming at you from every area. But it was one of the smoothest, you know, it was so beautiful. And I had people coming up going, I've shot like 80 pilots and this outdoes every single one of them.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We are talking with actress Jennifer Finnegan, formerly of The Bold and the Beautiful, now on Crossing Jordan on NBC. 7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800.
Now more of CJAD's Holder Overnight on Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with actress Jennifer Finnegan. You can now see her on the television series Crossing Jordan, which is on NBC, Sundays at 10 and also Fridays at 10.
Actually not on Fridays anymore.
Not on Fridays anymore?
No.
Oh, did I miss it? What did they do?
It was, but now not anymore.
Oh, gosh darn. I was only watching it on Sundays anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Valerie in Westmount, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a very talented young woman.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
I hope you have an awful lot of luck while you're there. And you know what's really neat?
What?
We all love your daddy.
I do, too. He's my best friend in the world.
So I hope the very best for you, Jennifer.
Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.
So sweet. Everyone's so sweet.
7900.
Supportive, you know? Like, just so supportive. I love Montrealers so much.
The whole town is rooting for you. You know that.
You know, I honestly feel that. And what's funny is that I'm here, and my friends just want to kill me because every time I see a fellow Canadian, or especially a fellow Montrealer, I'm like, she's Canadian, she's from Montreal. You know, like, I'm just so on it. Like, I'm so proud of of the people who come from the city and just, you know, really do well and make a name for themselves. And we all sort of root for each other.
7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Gail in Laval, hi, you're on CJD.
I had a few questions for Jennifer.
Go ahead.
First, I wanted to say I really loved your acting on The Bold and the Beautiful. I think you're a great actress. And the other thing I wanted to ask was, which character were you the closest with on the show?
As in the actor?
Actor, sorry.
Hold on, the reception is really bad right now. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's weird.
Okay.
That's a tough question because I was really close to almost everyone. Because she played my mom, I think, Brooke, Catherine Kelly Lang, you know, she's such a good friend. The ones I keep in touch with the most would be Sean, Sean Kanan, who plays
right.
Deacon. I see him quite often. And Windsor Harmon, who plays Thorne, and John McCook, who plays Eric. I see them the most. You know, every time I go back there, it's like a little class reunion. I mean, I love them so much.
Really neat. Another question I had is, when you come to Montreal, do you get a lot of people who come up to you and recognize you from the show? Or
that part is weird, because if you can imagine, like, you know, growing up in a city and you know, and then leaving and moving somewhere else, and every time you go back, you don't, like, I just don't think about the fact that I'm in the public eye or that I'm on TV or that people know me.
Right.
It doesn't even cross my mind because I'm going home, you know? But, yeah, and it's always kind of like a little, it's wonderful, but it's a little bit strange because it's like, but wait a second, it's my hometown, you know? It's just, it's a little strange.
Right.
But it's so great because there's a sense of familiarity when I meet other Montrealers.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. 7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. Speaking about the fandom aspect of it, you know, one of the weirdest things anybody can do is when they Google their own name.
That's a vanity surf.
But when you do...
Come on, you know you've done it.
Oh, everyone's done it. But,
yeah.
But you Google Jennifer Finnegan, and there's a lot of fan sites out there.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, I'm really being honest because I swear to you, I don't think on a daily basis of the fact that I'm on TV. You know, because L.A. can be pretty blasé about that stuff. You can go out on a daily basis and only get recognized maybe like once a month or once a week, you know. I just try to like sort of live my life normally and not think about that stuff. But yeah, sometimes I'll just for fun, my friends will be over and we'll just type in my name and all of a sudden there's like all these unofficial sites and pictures and information. And it's wild. It really is. It's pretty incredible.
Does any of it annoy you?
It doesn't annoy me. I must admit that I'll sit there and be like, why does anyone care, you know? but at the same time, it's like, if you can describe, okay, what I do is so important to me. It's like such a huge part of my life. I love what I do. I'm one of the luckiest people in the world, and I know that, and I recognize that every single day, how lucky I am that I'm able to make a good living doing what I love to do. And the cherry on top of the sundae is the fact that other people recognize that and support that and enjoy what I do. And it affects people. And, you know, that's why when I meet, you know, actors who are jaded by this and who are bothered by it and who couldn't care less about their fans and about all this, and then there are a lot of actors out there like that. I mean, there are a lot who aren't as well, but that gets to me because I'm so lucky, you know, and I get that. And so I can't be annoyed by it. It's amazing.
Earlier you mentioned your age.
Yeah.
Which is...
Oh, my God, she told everyone her age.
Which is something a soap actress has never done. I mean, you could go through magazines and you can surf the web. You can't find soap actresses or even soap actors' ages.
Well, trust me, 3 years from now when I do your show, I'm still going to be 24.
Okay.
yeah, I mean, it's no secret. You can go on the internet and find out that I was born in 79, you know. So I may as well just throw it out there. And the fact is, I'm doing pretty well for a 24-year-old.
7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Tanya in Sherbrooke, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that I actually saw you last summer in a restaurant in Montreal.
You did?
And you were with your friends, and I didn't want to disturb you. But I just want to say that you're even more beautiful in person.
Oh, my God, you're going to make me cry.
And I just thought, I want to say you are a really good actress. And I'm, like, really proud of you for going after, you know, a profession that's usually, you know, very lucky when you get in.
Yeah.
And very hard to get in. And it was always, like, kind of like a dream of mine. But
really?
But I kind of took the practical route. And I also wanted to say that I actually went to one of your sister schools.
Which one?
Around at the same time, Villa Maria.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can't believe we never met, but...
You know what the high school dance is, right?
Yeah, kind of, maybe. Not all the time, but, yeah, I'm about 1 year older than you.
Wow.
So I decided to go the practical route. You did, you know, the courageous thing, I believe. So,
thank you so much. Listen,
congratulations.
Next time you see me in a restaurant, you promise, come up to me, okay?
I'll try.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thanks for the call, Tanya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Was there ever any other question as to what you were going to do when you were going to school before you got into theater? Did you think you would have a different career entirely?
Well, what Tanya said really struck a chord with me because... I have a really strong practical side, and in my mind it was, you know, the route that everyone follows. You go to school, you get your degree, you get a day job. And I loved acting, and I thought, okay, it'll just be my hobby. Everyone has a hobby, that'll be mine. And it was so hard for me to admit to myself that it was the only thing in the world that could ever satisfy me and make me happy, and that if I didn't pursue it, that I would regret it for the rest of my life. It was such a strong, strong feeling, such a like a weird gravitational pull toward it that I couldn't really deny it, if that makes any sense. I do get what she said, that, you know, she went the practical route, and I think it all came down to this one time when I was in school at Concordia taking communications, and I had just started, and I was convinced that I would go, you know, that practical route, and maybe I would end up on the other side of the camera, you know, doing production or producing or something like that, or directing, who knows. Even, like, entertainment law I was considering. And then Student Bodies, that series I did about a year or so, that came along, and it kind of just fell into my lap. And that just doesn't happen in this business. Nothing falls into your lap. And I had such a moment of just, you know, I was torn, and I went to my dad, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Should I get my degree and do what I've always thought I was going to do, or should I go ahead and take this leap and quit school to pursue this? And he said, you know, you're going to do what you're going to do, but school will always be there, and this won't. So you might want to give it a shot.
I guess it makes it easier to have a dad in a business that is also very difficult to get in, very precarious to stay in,
right,
and has similarities to what you do to a certain degree.
It does. I mean, what he does still enthralls me. I just did, do you know Ryan Seacrest?
Yes.
I just did his radio show last week, and it felt so familiar being in that booth, you know, and there he was on the mic, and I just had my little headphones on, and my publicist asked me if I was nervous, and I went, hell no, I did this with my father, you know, I studied him for so many years. You know, both my parents are just very, very supportive, and my mom is an artistic soul as well, so, you know, they both sort of understood that I needed to do this. And my dad has been so immensely successful in his job that, you know, he knows that it can be done.
Absolutely. We are talking with actress Jennifer Finnegan here on CJD, 7900991 star talk, 1-800-491-CJD. About 15 minutes to go with Jennifer if you have any questions. Formerly from The Bold and the Beautiful, currently on Crossing Jordan, which is unfortunately only on Sundays now. 7900991 is the number to call. Just a word for Antico Martini Restaurant. You know, you've heard me talk about the veal, and you also know I'm a raging carnivore, so let's talk about the rack of lamb. How many different ways can you say yummy? Antico Martini has tender morsels of lamb on feather bones with fresh vegetables of the day. You have to try it. Why? Because Antico Martini is a fine Italian restaurant that's been serving Montrealers for over 25 years. So if they have a specialty, you know it's done right. Antico Martini Restaurant, for those who really care, where the food is decadently yummy. 6450 Summerled, near Cavendish. For reservations, call 489-6804.
Now more of CJAD's Holder Overnight on Montreal's news talk leader, CJAD 800. To speak with Peter, call 790-0991. Star Talk, a free call on Bell Mobility, and 800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with Jennifer Finnegan. She can now be seen on the television series Crossing Jordan, formerly of The Bold and the Beautiful. 7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. You know, I don't think, even though we've talked about Crossing Jordan, I don't think we talked about your character, Dr. Devin McGuire.
No, I don't think we have.
Now, I understand from some press readings here that right. She's described as quirky, very in-your-face, determined, and slightly bratty.
Were those my words?
No.
Okay. That is true.
How?
That is true. She can be a little bit annoying and a little bit obnoxious, but that's what I like about her. You know, she doesn't apologize for her ambition, and she really just goes for it. And I think when I first started, the character was a touch more abrasive than she was when I ended my run on the show this season. I think, you know, as time went by, the cases started to really affect her, and it became more about the each, you know, case and the people involved than about her getting ahead.
I know that just a couple of weeks ago, on the 2 weeks ago on the show, you were getting under both the skin of Dr. Nigel and Woody.
Yeah, yeah. You've had Steve Valentine on the show, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, we've had Steve Valentine on the show. He was a lot
of
fun.
Is he the best or what?
Yes, he is.
Fantastic.
Very, very nice guy indeed.
I have known him for probably 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea he was on this show. I knew he was on something. I think at the time, I think when I met him, he was on, was he ever on Judging Amy or Providence? He was on Providence.
Providence.
Before. And I knew he was on something, and we just sort of kept seeing each other out and about. And then I found out I got this job, and I saw him on the call sheet, and I went, oh, my God, of all people. You know, he's just fantastic. He's such a great actor.
Absolutely. 7900-991 Star Talk. 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers. Deborah, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah.
Very nice to speak to you.
Hi,
I have just a few things to say. I've been watching Bold and Beautiful since it started, and since you've been on, it's gotten better, or it was better. And your character, you really evolved as an actress. You really have gotten so much, just great. You've been really enjoyable to watch. And I called your father's show about a month ago when I heard you were going off Bold and Beautiful. I had a question for him, and of course it was about you.
And then he was loved
so,
that.
He was so cute about you. He was so excited that I was talking about you that he said, okay, I'm going to ask you a really easy question. What's her last name on the show? And I blanked. Totally. Had no clue. I went, Spectra, I think I said.
That is hysterical. Isn't that funny? That's like the way to win on the Finnegan quiz now. Just ask about his daughter.
he was really, really cute. And the other thing, I wanted to know what it's like having a mother on that soap opera that had more children and husbands and men than you can count. And she looks your age.
She looks my age?
Well, no, I'm teasing. She looks great for having a 20, whatever you are, daughter.
I know. No, she's beautiful.
She's amazing.
I'll tell you what, she looks just as good in the morning when she comes in with no makeup on.
That's not fun.
Yeah, it's just not fair.
And what is the sitcom that you keep talking about? Are we going to get to see it, or it's just...
I hope, you know what, I really hope so. NBC, it's for NBC. NBC is really tricky this year because so many of those reality shows are coming back, and like they're really taking up a lot of the time slots for nighttime shows.
Yep.
So out of 14 shows that they've produced, only 3 will make it to TV.
So you don't know yet about yours?
I don't know. I'm praying. I got to tell you, I think it's fantastic. It's a romantic comedy, and it's written by the same ladies who wrote Murphy Brown and Ellen way back, and just really, really clever writing. So I'm praying that it makes it.
And if you're on it, it should be a success. So
thank you.
And you went to school with my son, and he said even way back then, you were way back then in Concordia, you were beautiful and talented, and he knew you'd go far.
Who's your son?
Ryan Burkowski.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you remember him. He was in journalism.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he really was very impressed with you, and we talk about you at the supper table. It's only good things.
Well, please tell him I said hello.
I will, absolutely, and good luck to you, and thank you for having her on your show, Peter, because it's been great listening to her, even at this hour.
Thanks for staying up.
Good luck.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 7900-991-STAR-TALK, 1-800-491-CJD. There is so much that you have been doing in a very, very short period of time. Is there something that you're just aching to do that you haven't had the chance yet?
Film.
Ah.
Ah, I want to do film. TV happened. I mean, the shows happened so quickly. Like when I was on Bold and Beautiful, right toward the last couple months of my run on the show, I started auditioning. I auditioned for maybe 3 shows, and Jordan was one of them. And boom, it happened, and boom, I was on it. And then while I was on Crossing Jordan, NBC said, we don't want you going anywhere. So they were going to give me a holding deal, meaning that I can't work for any other network other than NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Then the pilot came along. And so now the pilot is done. I have about a month off waiting to see if it gets picked up. Crossing Jordan is coming back to start working in June. So I really have about a month and a half. And I'm going to start looking at maybe reading some scripts. And there's really not that many strong films out there.
I guess that translates to not really a lot of strong roles for women in films.
I'm not going to say that because that's a cliche to say that.
But
it's true. I mean, so many women. There's not a lot. But I don't really agree with that. I think in general, There aren't that many great films, especially at the level that I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a name in television, but I don't have a name in film. And that's another sort of rung on that ladder that I have to climb right now.
Could it be a situation of the best of both worlds? You have a name in television, and you're also Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And that
definitely works to my benefit.
That works to your benefit in a lot of films that are made in Canada. It's looking for a recognizable name and a Canadian actress at that.
Very true. I'm sort of waiting for some of those to come along. My head has been buried with television, you know, work right now, and I'm only just sort of emerging. And I really hope that'll come along. I mean, it's something that essentially I really want to get into, and I'll throw it out there. I mean, the best of both worlds for me would be, God willing, the sitcom goes, because the character is very wacky. It's really like unlike anything I've ever done. It's a totally different person and totally different side of me. And if that went, hopefully on the side, because the schedule is so great for a sitcom, I could do serious film work and sort of showcase both sides of, you know, what I do. Otherwise, Jordan is fantastic as well, but it's so time-consuming that it really restricts my, you know, the amount of film I could do.
Have any of the characters you've played so far, including the sitcom, which we have not seen, are any of them close to Jennifer Finnegan?
All of them, in different ways. All of them. I mean, Bridget Forrester, my God, I played that part for 3 years, and I would get home at night and leaf through a script, and it would touch me so much that I would start crying.
Mm-hmm.
Because so much of that character was me.
Right.
And I feel so close to that character. And honestly, that's one of the reasons I can't really watch the show anymore, is because it's hard for me to see Emily talking to Eric, you know, her John McCook, you know, or Brooke or whoever, all these characters that I used to interact with and that I love so much. It's hard for me to see that. The character on Crossing Jordan is spunky and driven and ambitious, and that is definitely a side of me. And the sitcom pilot was literally the wacky, crazy, neurotic, weird side of me. So basically, I'm schizophrenic. Nice to meet you.
You're on the soap for 3 years. You were nominated for an Emmy for 3 years. If you win, that'll be 3 years in a row. If you win 3 years in a row, you know Susan Lucci will hunt you down.
Scared. All 5 feet of her. 5 feet and 80 pounds of her. I could take her.
Last night on the program, I was speaking to a fellow by the name of William Lewis Gardner, who is an actual agent. He has a book out called Confessions of a Hollywood Agent. And I want to know, from your perspective, how important is an agent to you?
Oh, extremely. Different in Montreal. Montreal, really all you need is an agent.
Mm-hmm.
They send you out to different productions, different castings, and that's essential. I mean, it's absolutely essential. You can't submit yourself for a part. You know, I mean, they don't really take you all that seriously if you go around sending out your own headshots. They want to hear from, casting directors want to hear from an agent.
Right.
Los Angeles is different in that what you really do need is a manager and an agent. A manager only has usually 10 to 15 clients, can work very closely with you on a daily basis, sets you up on general meetings with casting people, with producers, with directors, and agents are strictly for sending you out on auditions and negotiating your contracts. So it's two very different things. And I mean, I'm very grateful for my team because my representation is really stunning. They're really great. I mean, my manager is more famous than I am. His name's John Carabino, and he's been Renee Zellweger's manager for the last 10 years, and I don't know if you watch award shows, but every single award she wins, she dedicates half her speech to him.
Yeah, he's sitting usually right there, isn't he?
He's always right there. It's the Oscars. He was the one sitting between Nicole Kidman and Renee, and he's a brilliant guy, and he tracked me down 2 weeks after winning my first Emmy.
Excellent.
Called me on the phone and just said, you want to meet me? And it's true, I did want to meet him.
Well, we wish you well in all you do and continued success. It's fantastic to see you're doing so well, and you should just see the way Jack beams when your name is mentioned. People can't see it on the radio, But, well, actually, they can hear it. The way he beams when your name is mentioned. I thank you for taking the time in your very busy schedule.
Thank you for having me.
To be on the program with us.
Always such a pleasure talking to you because your questions are so succinct and so amazing, and I just adore you.
Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Take care.
You too.